Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So I want to expand a little bit on one of my secret weapons, and one of those secret weapons is building a virtual team. And what I mean by that is I use virtual assistants to help me fill in some of the gaps in my business. Now, what's a virtual assistant? Well, it's primarily somebody who has a skill set that you need that will basically do things for you. An example of some of the virtual assistants I have is I have somebody who does proofreading and then posts my blogs. I have somebody who actually does a weekly digest of all of my activities, all of my content, my speeches, presentations, and puts it into an email and sends it out once a week. So I built a team of people that help me get certain tasks done. Now, could I do this myself? Yes. But you have to ask yourself, what is an hour worth to you? All right? It could be $50, it could be $100, it could be $250, it could be $1,000, whatever it is. If you can find somebody with a skill set that can take away some of those tasks, then you have the ability to use that time to generate more income and focus on your strengths. So that's where you got to start. You have to kind of figure out what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses. Now, I know my strengths. I'm a great teacher, I'm a good speaker, but I'm not a great writer, and I'm certainly a terrible proofreader, Captain Typo. And, you know, those mundane things like putting together email, can I do that? Yes. But, you know, what if I could pay somebody less money to get it done where I can focus on other things? That's exactly what I do. So I make sure that I'm focusing on the things that I am good at, and then I've learned to delegate the rest of this to people who may be even better and quicker than me to get it done. So let's look at some of those tasks. It could be data entry. It could be editing a podcast or editing my blog and posting it and do things like that. You have to decide where your time is best spent, and then you've got to find people who can fill in those gaps for you. Now, there's many different kinds of virtual assistants. There are some, which I personally like, that will sell you X amount of hours to get things done per week. So I have a blog and a podcast that I do every single week. I take my podcast and I basically convert it into the blog. Then I send it off to my virtual assistant in California. She proofs it. Then she posts it. And because I've got it all set up, it automatically goes out to all my social media. She's good at it. I'm not. I can get her at 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours a week, depending on how long she needs to get that done. There are other kinds of virtual assistants that will charge you based on a monthly block of time. So maybe you have to buy 10 hours at $50 an hour. It just depends on who they are and what they want to charge. Then there's agencies where you have one person who manages a whole bunch of tasks and then brings in specific people to deal with each one of those. So one may work on your blogs. One may work on your email. Maybe somebody is sophisticated enough to work on Infusionsoft or making sure that they have autoresponders set up in your email sequences. I mean, it just really depends on what you need and what you can afford. So the first thing you have to do is decide, okay, what tasks do I want to get done? That's number one. The second thing you have to do is you have to be very specific about what it is that you expect. I expect somebody to get a blog post edited, proofed, and put up in no more than 2 hours. That's the maximum. I want them to understand WordPress so that they can actually get in there and do the editing. I want them to be on a Macintosh if I'm asking for other specific things that include using Keynote or using Pages or Numbers or whatever it is. I want them to understand the software that I'm using. Or maybe you're on a Mac or a PC and you want Word or whatever. It's up to you. You have to be very specific about what you expect, how long you expect it to take, and what software technologies and skills do they have. So that's the first thing that you have to do, is define exactly what it is that you want done and how you want it done. Now you have to go find these people. So let's look at a couple of different places where you can find them. A lot of people are in love with things like Fiverr, where you can get things done for $5 a pop. But in all honesty, a good virtual assistant is going to run you on the low end $20, on the high end as much as $100 an hour. So you have to decide, what is this task worth? What does it save me? So then you can start looking at different agencies or different websites that are going to help you find the right person to do the right task at the right price. Another thing to consider is, do you want them to be US-based or English-speaking, or do you care if they're overseas in India or Pakistan or something like that? One of the things I could tell you about overseas people is there is a little bit of a language barrier, but a lot of them understand how to do this very well. But the biggest challenge is time, because you're a half a world away. So when it's 6 o'clock in the morning for you, it's 6 o'clock at night for them. So when you post something at 6 in the morning, they're already out of work and you're going to have to wait a day to get it done. So those are some of the considerations. Even though it's going to be less expensive to go overseas, you really want to consider, how soon do I need these things done? Or can I set it up on a regular basis where it's on autopilot and I can live with the delay? So there's a handful of different places that you can look to find virtual assistants. You can look locally. There are people probably in your area that will do that for you. There's places like Elance and Upwork and Freelancer.com. There's associations like the International Virtual Assistants Association, which can help you find certified virtual assistants. And there's EA Help. There's all different kinds of websites. But the key thing that you have to do is you have to make sure that you know how to write a job description of what you want and put out there what the price range is. Be real certain clear that it's going to be between $25 and $50 and not $50 and $100. If you do that, you're going to get more qualified candidates who want to do specifically what you're looking to get done. Now, the next thing you have to do is start to vet the candidates. So what you're going to want to do is put together a document that has a handful of questions and criteria that you want these assistants to meet. So what you do is you set up interviews. You read through their information that they send you, and you either say yay or nay, and then you set up either Skype interviews. You get to know them on a one-on-one basis to see if they're really going to be a good fit for you. That's the main thing. You have to be able to work with them. They have to be able to work with you. So it really is like regular job interviews. So you want to make sure that you do this in a very professional way. Now, keep in mind, certain VAs will work with you for X amount of time, and then they either stop, or they raise their rates, or they want more. You know, in order to work with me, I need 5 hours a week, and that's it. So you're going to have to probably do this a handful of times. It's rare that you're going to find somebody who's going to stick with you for the long haul, but that does happen. I've had my VAs for 4 or 5 years. The key thing is, the better you can define what it is that you want done, what your expectations are, how much you're willing to pay, the better chance you're going to be able to find somebody to do those specific tasks. So I don't care whether it's accounting, whether it's writing your blogs, whether it's working on your podcasts, whether it's editing or proofing or whatever, you can find people that can help you become more productive and not eat up as much of your time. The one thing that you have to do is stay in constant communication with these people and make sure that you're giving them some sort of education as you go along. As technology changes, as techniques changes, as social media changes, be a good leader. So I hope you can see how using virtual assistants can help you take tasks away that open you up to be able to do more quality work for your clients, to do more work that's really geared towards growing yourself and growing your business. So give it a shot, give it a try, and see if it works for you and your business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.